Tucked away in the northeast corner of Georgia is the town of Elberton. It's mostly known for being the granite capital of the world. But the most unique rock structure found there is a 19-foot monument that contains guidance for life after the apocalypse, whether that be caused by war, plague, or zombies.
We do what we need to do, and then we get to live. Because this is how we survive. We tell ourselves that we are the walking dead.
The structure is known as the Georgia Guidestones, and it's been likened to a stateside version of Stonehenge just because it's large, it's heavy, and it's made of rock, and it's also mysterious. I spoke with travel writer Shannon Dell in February. She visited the stones last year and shared some of the more interesting details about one of Georgia's most overlooked landmarks.
Well, they are massive. They're about 19 feet tall. It's a six-piece monument. Five pieces are connected with one capstone on top.
And in kind of like a, I don't know, a sun shape, right?
Yes,
there's a center,
yeah.
And they're kind of radiating out.
Yes, yeah, and they're aligned with the North Star, the celestial poles, the sun solstices and equinoxes, and
yeah, it's at all kinds of astronomic features, which we can go into in a moment. But the probably the most interesting thing about them is the writing that's on them, and it's in a number of different languages. We not only have the modern languages in which all the instructions are written, but then you have four ancient languages inscribed across the top of the structure. And I mean Babylonian, classic Greek, Hindi, and there's even some hieroglyphs in there. But we've translated everything, have we not?
Yes. The capstone says in the four ancient languages, "Let these be guidestones to an age of reason." And do you want me to read the...
No, because those are very long.
Yes, they are very long.
They are very long, but they say they have these a set of 10 guidelines, I guess, are principles.
Yes.
And things like maintain humanity under 500 million to be in perpetual balance with nature. And this is kind of why people think they're apocalyptic. Take a listen here.
The most ominous guideline reads, quote, "Maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature," a figure which, of course, couldn't possibly be achieved without either mass genocide or draconian and long-lasting programs of population control, even more extreme than the one-child policy in China.
That is Paul Joseph Watson speaking there. He's an editor and writer for Infowars.com. Is that the only reason people think these guidestones are instructions for survival of the apocalypse?
Basically, it's just instructions for rebuilding society. So there's tons and tons of other things that they say, you know, guide reproduction wisely. We need to have a one living language. We need to unite the entire world with one language. Just kind of like a new world order, that they want this one ruler to reign over everybody. They want one world court. They want one language.
Now, here's the reason why they're mysterious, is that we don't know who put them up. We know that somebody commissioned a company to erect them there. But do we really not? Isn't this an age where you can kind of find out everything? Do we really not know who put these up, who funded these?
As far as everybody that I've talked to, even if they know, nobody's speaking. They haven't.
So who owns these?
I'm pretty sure the person who owns the land owns the Guidestones.
Which is like a farmland.
Yeah, it's just a farmland that's in the middle of nowhere. It's on a big, desolate hill. There's nothing else around it.
Now, one of the things which is a little bit controversial is that there's there's another message, a tablet that's set aside from it, that Senate kind of describes the Guidestones. And as I understand it, I've not been out to visit these yet, but you have. As I understand it, the tablet actually misspells a bunch of things and incorrectly uses words, which has made people think maybe the tablet was created by somebody different than the person who created the Guidestones.
What interests me about the explanation stone, it's a time capsule, but it has the day that it was placed, but no date to open it. So that's what intrigues me about it.
So, and we know for sure that there's a time capsule buried there? Have we?
No, nobody knows anything, really, about the guys. That's what makes it so mysterious. But, you know, because nobody has dug it up. But it says that it's a time capsule, does not give a date to open it, and it also explains all the astrological placement of the stones and everything.
Which are very interesting. The channel that goes through the stone shows where the celestial pole is, and the horizontal slot indicates the travel of the sun per year. There's all kinds of lunar declination cycles. So whomever installed it, it was very, very carefully placed.
Right, yes.
But what about the conspiracy theories? Did you look into any of those? Because there was at least one activist who said they were satanic and wanted to have them torn down. Did you find anything out about those conspiracy theories?
Yeah. So whenever the stones were unveiled on March 22nd, 1980, there was about a crowd of 100 people. There was a preacher there that automatically made the link to Stonehenge, which, you know, Stonehenge has a
makes
lot
sense,
of
yeah.
sacrificial backgrounds to it. And so he was saying it was the work of the devil. And so that kind of got a lot of people thinking, like, oh, this is where people are going to sacrifice one another. So that's one conspiracy theory. There is also another one, which when I was at the Stones, I talked to somebody who was visiting on his way through to another roadside oddity down in Florida, and he was saying that Christian was a part of the Rosicrucian Order, which is a community that studies the metaphysical laws of the universe. And he believes that Christian was given the elixir of life.
And when you say Christian, you mean R.C. Christian, the name of the person
yes.
who supposedly put these up, yeah.
Yes, yes. And so he thinks that he was given the elixir of life and that the Rosicrucian Order believes that he knows all the secrets of the universe and that he's somewhere out there doing his thing, whatever that may be.
But we don't really honestly know who put these up, but they are built to last. They're not going anywhere.
Oh, they're not going anywhere. And when I've talked to some of the locals in the town, they're pretty much, he chose Elberton because of the massive amount of granite that exists under the town. It's a granite deposit that's 35 miles long, 6 miles wide, and 3 miles deep. So if there's going to be a natural disaster like an earthquake, Elberton is going to be fine. So as far as rebuilding society, R.C. Christian picked Elberton because he knew that if there was a natural disaster, people would probably survive in Elberton.
Would you suggest, I mean, is it a kind of thing that you would suggest people go and see? You are a travel writer after all.
Oh, yeah, definitely go and see it. It's weird. It's got an energy to it. It's got a very, whether you think it's satanic or you think that it's amazing or you're just stopping through, it definitely has feeling to it. And it is very, very eerie, especially if you're by yourself up there. But it is absolutely something worth seeing, especially just in this little town in Georgia, which you wouldn't expect to see anything spectacular like that. But, you know, there it is up on a hill. It is really something.
Shannon Dale is a freelance travel writer. Her work has been featured by BBC Travel.